Friday again, and that time of the week when we ask one of our culturephile guests to tell us about some of the cultures they've been enjoying. And this time we have the owner of a familiar voice as Paul Herriot shares with us his culturephile likes.
I'm Paul Herriot. I'm a broadcaster and I present the Lyric Concert and Opera Night.
I suppose, like a great many of us, I never get the chance to see all the films that I want to during their cinematic release. And COVID has been a great opportunity to catch up with films that you haven't seen yet or that you want to see again. And one of the ones that I particularly enjoyed from this year's sort of crop was Jojo Rabbit, which is a film by Taika Waititi, the New Zealand film director, writer, actor, comedian, you name it. And he fulfills all those roles so brilliantly in this particular film that tells the story of a young German boy, Jojo, who's having to come to terms with his own sort of view of the ideology that's hideously evolving around him in Nazi Germany. And his single mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, very subtly, a lovely subtle performance, is hiding this young Jewish girl in the attic. He's in constant communication with his great imaginary friend, his very outrageous version of Adolf Hitler, brought to life brilliantly by Waititi himself. And there's something of the sort of Mel Brooks Springtime for Hitler feeling around this, and also something of Benigni's La Vita è Bella, which is another brilliant vision, I suppose, of the horrors of the Holocaust through an eye of the child, but somehow made palpable and bearable and beautiful in the telling of the story. And this one doesn't disappoint. I just loved it and I find it profoundly moving.
One of the books that I've most enjoyed during the summer was Actress by Anne Enright. And it's probably because I've known a fair few actresses in my time, and it's just a delicious prospect to anticipate the kind of character in that vein that would be created from the mind of Anne Enright. And Catherine O'Dell, the actress, the central character in the book, is one of such inordinate sort of self-absorption, but talent and charisma. And I suppose many of us have asked, you know, what would it be like, or wondered at least, what it's like to be, you know, the offspring, the son or daughter of an incredibly famous, charismatic, creative person. And that is really what this book explores, because the situation is viewed entirely from the point of view of her daughter. And needless to say, that journey itself is incredibly complex and beautiful and strained, and is a journey ultimately of kind of redemption and release.
I don't really listen to that many podcasts, but then there isn't enough time, because the radio for me is a constant companion. And this goes back a long way. My grandfather was a great radio listener and he had the radio on all the time, and he had it on all through the night, which sounds like it must have been a bit of a nightmare for my grandmother, but it was on just a low hum. You could hear a voice in the distance. And I remember even when I would stay with them from my bedroom, I could hear the radio in the distance. And it was a sort of comforting sound. And I go to sleep with the radio on myself and wake up to it in the morning. Low, but it's always there. I'm sure you shouldn't do that. I'm sure it's not a healthy thing to do at all. But anyway, there it is, the habit of a lifetime. The last piece of music I remember hearing that really stunned me, stopped me in my tracks, was a setting of the Easter hymn, Now the Green Blade Riseth, traditional Easter hymn, but this was a new setting by an English composer, Bob Chilcott, and it was being sung as part of the choral Evensong on Good Friday at King's College in Cambridge. It was an extraordinary piece, really. It had very, very high organ accompaniment that sounded like the most perfect bird song. And but a blackbird that arrived every evening for quite a number of weeks in my home in Killaloe, and it would perch on the aerial on top of the house and give this command performance night after night. And this piece of music sort of reminded me of that, but it was also profoundly moving, so beautiful, and in many ways for me at any rate at that time, it was Easter, so we were just a matter of weeks into the COVID phenomenon of this year. And for me, it summed up the sadness and the loss, but also the incredible beauty of this spring. I don't think there's any recording of it. Fortunately, I was actually recording the broadcast itself, but if there's a recording of Bob Chilcott, who used to be with the King Singers, incidentally, but his version of Now the Green Blade Riseth, which is such a beautiful text, I'd love to know. Now, one of the benefits of COVID for those of us who've been fortunate enough to have a garden is the amount of time we've been able to spend in it. And one of my most favourite scents, smell, is the smell of honeysuckle, actually. And I managed to rescue one particular plant. I cut it back and lovingly tended it, and it's paid off dividends this late summer and autumn. It's given a spectacular flowering. You know, honeysuckle is such a funereal scent, you know, it's so delicate, and it's very good memories for me. It reminds me of a late summer that I spent in Scotland, this must be 30 years ago now, in a production of the Sondheim Sweeney Todd, a Scottish opera, which I loved, really loved being in that. I loved everything about it, the rehearsal period and every performance. And I just remember the smell of the honeysuckle when we were at the Theatre Royal in Perth. My digs, there was a big bush of honeysuckle outside. And the way scent does, it's the strongest, I think, of all recollections is stimulated by a scent of whatever kind. And it only lasts that memory just for a split second, but it's so strong, the memory, when it does. Oh, it's honeysuckle. That does it for me.
The likes of Paul Herriot there, and Paul will be back a little later on when he'll be presenting tonight's inaugural concert in the RTE NSO's new live online concert series. That's coming up right here at 7 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM and in HD video on RTE Culture. But before that, some more music.